Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I'm Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast, along with Seth Payne, Ben Gary producing. 713-572-4610 if you want to hit us up in the chats on the text line, Twitch, YouTube. We appreciate it as well. A lot of react so far from our Rocket and Astro musings this morning. A lot of NFL stuff to get to as well. And I asked a question coming into this segment, Seth, on how much our NFL viewing experience is going to be affected this season, and seemingly each and every year it is to some degree in various facets. Did you see that, and this has been making its rounds, I feel like it crops up about every other week or so this offseason, since Bill Belichick is not employed as a head coach anywhere. Everybody seems to be after him to get him to be a part of their studio show, and Belichick has basically said, I don't want to be on a studio show. I'm not doing that. Doesn't want to do it, but ESPN's been pretty relentless, and I think Pat McAfee has reached out as the latest to make him an offer that he can't refuse to join his show, at least periodically during the course of NFL season. Do we need Bill Belichick as part of our NFL viewing during this season?
Do we need him?
Yeah,
I don't know if we need him. I think I would enjoy it. I think it would be he can be much, much different. As people from New England always need to tell you, like, well, he's a completely different person away from the cameras and in the football environment. They act like he's Don Rickles or something. I think that his knowledge and his expertise, and honestly, like, his genuine excitement in talking about football when it's not a pointed question about his team or leading up to a game or what have you,
yeah,
I think it'd be really good insight. I think the biggest problem, though, is that the biggest platforms when it comes to former coaches and everything tend to be like the studio shows, where they don't actually want a whole lot of insight. They want you to say something kind of crazy or kooky about this new young quarterback and
exactly,
like all that, but they don't necessarily really get into it. That's where I feel like he's probably going to end up on some show that isn't actually all that highly rated or anything, because he's going to be looking for something where it's a little bit higher level, where they can talk about X's and O's and strategy.
I agree. I think it's a really good point. I don't see him being a fit on CBS alongside J.J. Watt or something like that on a pre and a post game show. But I'd almost rather – I don't want to see him on a game day. I want to see him during the week, breaking
right
down what happened in the past week's games, looking ahead to this week's games. And yes, doing what you said, getting really in the thick of things and talking X's and O's. I think there's huge value there for Belichick, because I do think, and I don't know this, maybe you've seen some things that I haven't, but I do think there's a personality underneath there. We've seen it maybe here and there a little bit, but I don't think he's going to be one of those guys that mails it in if he's a part of a platform that is a couple of times a week or even every day of the week, versus if he was on like a panel on Sunday. That's not up his alley in my mind.
No, and I think now where he actually might still be good on a panel on Sunday is that I think, unlike some of those guys, like the older they get, the more they do this, they just they get their talking points or bullet points from producers, and they hit their two or three big bullet points, and then that's it. I think what Belichick would have, because this is what he was really, really good at as a defensive coordinator, is understanding, like, okay, what is the one big key to this game? Like, that's a, because Belichick would do the simplest thing in the world, which was, okay, identify their biggest threat, and what are we going to do to stop it? And I would be fascinated to kind of see Belichick's take on that every week, is like, okay, this is what, this, they need to stop the run game from this team, and they need to do it this way. And then if a team doesn't do it and they get gashed by the run, that's good content right there. I feel like he'd want to actually be able to discuss it on more than a 20-second soundbite type of format.
According to The Athletic's Andrew Marchand, quote, ESPN could combine with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions and NFL Films to secure the legendary coach, Bill Belichick, for a broadcasting role. Would you be interested in something like that? And I even saw something like this floated out where instead of him being a part of like a Manning cast, it would be like a coach cast where it's him and maybe another former head coach. And I feel like Rex Ryan was maybe brought up as part of this. I think I would be fascinated. I don't know who would lead that whole thing. Probably be Rex.
I'd rather see Belichick with an offensive coach. I'd like to see that going back and forth in exactly, you know, what they'd be thinking here, what the offensive guy is thinking, what the defensive guy is thinking. Although, you know, it would be better if you did do two defensive guys. I think Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick could be really good. Yeah. I think Belichick might end up punching Pete Carroll at some point, or like walking off set or something. I feel like Pete's energy is different enough from Bill Belichick's energy that it would be entertaining. But at some point, Bill Belichick would lose his patience with Pete Carroll. But I feel like it would be really entertaining stuff. I think it could be good.
Yeah, possibly. That's one way our NFL viewing experience could be affected this season. Here's another one. I learned this from Chris Mad Dog Russo on his show yesterday. I always forget what it's called. Is it? It's not Get Up. It's isn't it First Take? Is that what it is?
I don't know which one he's on. I just see the clips on the internet. Yeah,
I always get those mixed up.
I'm usually
up.
Working. Yeah,
but apparently the league announced earlier this week that Peacock is going to exclusively air the Sao Paulo, Brazil game that is going to kick off the NFL regular season as part of opening week. So unless you have Peacock, you are not going to be able to see this game. And he exactly wasn't exactly thrilled about it.
I don't agree.
First body of the year, the Eagles open up here in Sao Paulo, Brazil. On Peacock.
Yeah.
What? Peacock. So the Eagle fan who busts his butt to go to the link to see game after game and spends a fortune to do it, he's not going to fly to Brazil. He may not have Peacock. So he's going to miss the first game of the year so the NFL can make more money? I mean, really. I mean, it's bad enough they're on Amazon. It's bad enough they go play in Europe. It's bad enough they put extra millions of teams in, and they got an Amazon playoff game this year, too, which drives me crazy. They got to play the first opening game of the year with the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo on Peacock.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's hard to get Peacock. I don't want to get Peacock.
I'm with Mad Dog on this one, man. That's complete BS. And I learned something in that rant of his. I did not know there was an NFL game planned exclusively for Amazon this next season. That sucks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the Thursday night, I mean, it's been, that's what the Thursday night has been.
I know, and I hate it. I can't watch Thursday night football because I don't have it.
Okay, so, because we played him ranting about the opening game in Brazil before, like a month ago, when he was just upset about the Eagles in general having to play. And now him having to either purchase a Peacock subscription or figure out how to get on the app. I feel his pain. I do question a little bit his rant against capitalism there. I'm guessing he's being paid pretty well these days still. So, yeah, I appreciate you sticking up for the working man that apparently doesn't want to make any money or anything. But I don't know if the NFL at this moment with some of their international games is like, I don't know whether how much of a profit they're turning. Like it's to grow the game in the long run. The long game is what they're thinking of in pulling in more fans. The app stuff is real, though. Like, every Astros game this year that ends up on a streaming service, every football game that's on a streaming service, Mad Dog kept up with it after we cut that off, where he talked about how it's a pain in the butt to change the channel. Because you're watching a game and it feels like you're captive. Because you're like, oh, I got to switch apps on my TV or I got to have a laptop open. If I want to flip between this and something else, then, like, let's say hypothetically there was a Thursday, or a game playing during the... Well, yeah, there will be an Astros game playing during the Cougs game tomorrow night. If one was on a streaming service, then you gotta log out of one to get on the other before you watch. That's the biggest pain of all of it.
Yeah, I can't get behind the whole streaming services, and it's a battle that I am still waging against my cable provider. I'm awaiting until April 8th to get that... existing customer promotional deal to get my bill down, and the only reason I'm retaining is so I can watch my Astros and Rockets. That's it, because I don't want another streaming service.
Yeah,
I just want to go through it all.
Listen, 22-year-olds, before you start texting in how easy it is to watch games on various some bootleg feed.
Yeah,
all right?
Miss me with that.
Adults don't have time for that crap, all right? I can't be watching a game and then all of a sudden like, oh, this one's shut down. I gotta figure... I apologize to 22-year-olds. I should have said 16-year-olds or something. Adults don't have time for that crap. I don't need to be on a hide-and-seek mission to watch a damn sports game, okay? I just want to be able to watch it in peace.
Glad you co-signed that with me. He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, the best win in years for the Rockets last night, but is it too little... too late. We'll discuss next at Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.